Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. This is Gal Behar. Today we're going to talk about Staples data breach. Staples had announced in a letter that they sent to specific customers that they had a data breach September 2nd. Now, as you may already know from my previous videos talking about data breaches, let's say, for instance, Equifax, that they had a data breach, and only after 2 months they detected the data breach. I'm sure at some point with Staples, they will after running some forensic analysis, they will find when the intruders actually had the ability to get into the customer data. Now, apparently, the information that was affected, now again, they're saying from the statement that they didn't get any account credentials or credit card information. However, they got full name, addresses, email addresses, the product, what they paid for the purchase, the last four digits of the credit card. And it looks like some kind of a dump that was found. Right now, they're trying to figure it out, what happened there, and I'm sure they will get more notifications from Staples about this. So, actually, with Staples, the last time we heard about them was back in 2014, where this data breach was more severe than this one. However, based on the information that we know as of now, and probably we'll know more in the coming weeks or months. Hopefully, it's not going to be that dramatic, but still, the information that was stolen, like email addresses that can be used to send spam emails or try to breach your account. Now, this is a business's accounts, and those accounts can be used to perform other attacks, or using the phone to send text messages. There's many ways how you can use this information in order, and I don't want to give any other ideas. However, this information can be used to mount other types of attacks, like social engineering attacks and so forth. So stay tuned. If you got this message, make sure to call Staples and get the more information what happened with your data. So with that, we're going to end this episode. Thank you for watching. This is Igal Behar from the Cybersecurity Insider. To your success and safety. Thank you. I'm signing out. Thank you.